This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I hate to break the seal early. And I'm breaking a prime directive, piling on in the name game afterwards. However, I just got to tell you, I called Rob. When was it?
It was this morning at about 9:30.
Out of the blue. Just called them up and it said, Boris Becker. Yeah.
All night you thought about that. Another when
Boris
did it come to you?
At 9:30 this morning.
9:30 a.m.
Boris Becker.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's past the...
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
So, Boris Becker.
So now that I've started the show on a non-laugh, let's start the show with a real laugh. Yeah.
You wrote, describing you, mm-hmm. I lived in fear all the time, deathly fear. Chevy remembers being awakened in the middle of the night and slapped continually and hard across the face. I don't remember what it was for or what I had done. This was not unusual. Being locked in the bedroom closet for hours. Standard punishment in the household.
As a young child, that's true. I had a very unstable mother who also had a very unstable child. I was not a dummy. I was able to figure out, even as a kid, what I think some of the causes, the root causes of my mother's.
Chevy.
Chevy. Which cheese do you prefer?
This one. Oh. Oh, and now, a new one from the Belcher.
John Gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, your turn to pick the subject matter. Here he is, the late great.
I was looking in the lab.
Wow.
Light.
Fresh.
My
very fresh.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mess.
Bobby Morris Pickett passed away yesterday. This kind of music, good old WABC music, radio music. Don't forget, Mark Simone tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with the Oldies Show right here at 77 WABC. 2 hour phones, going to start with Rob in Hackensack. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, John. I wanted to say that I think there is such a thing as too much free speech. This has been one of the most eventful months in my 40 years that I've been alive. You have Rosie O'Donnell, who's disgusting. This is too easy, by the way. Rosie O'Donnell is disgusting. I've seen Alec Baldwin actually protesting up at Indian Point. Well, he stood there and he screamed, oh, boy, Michael Mara's taint, oh, boy, whoopee!
All right. Rob, you didn't call yes, you did. Hey, Rob, you still there? Rob, you still there? Rob, you still there?
Hi.
Yeah, Rob, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why do you do this?
For the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, okay. So you get a kick out of doing this. I mean, this keeps you going for the rest of the day?
Well, not for a whole day. It'll probably keep me going until, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock tonight, maybe.
Do you take medication?
As a matter of fact, it's almost time for my medication.
Yeah, I suspect it is. Rob, good, Rob. You know, Rob, go do something else. Would you please? Go bother somebody else. Okay. We had two people doing this. And how does Rob get through, ladies? How does he get through?
Flipper.
Flipper. Oh, and hold on. There's one more.
Good.
Okay. I don't know if it's the same guy or not.
I hope so.
Let me go to Johnny in New York.
Yay.
It is.
Yay. Oh, dear.
Same guy.
Johnny.
Let me go to Johnny in New York City. Johnny.
Yeah.
I've got just a second here. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you've said that you would never run for office or anything, but what about if somebody offered you an appointment like this?
There, good. He made it again. Oh, my goodness. What a great way to finally end up. You guys got to get better in there. I think we need to put that voice analyzer back onto the line here, onto the telephone, so that we can get a handle on this guy. Did you bleep him that time? You did. You pushed the button. Because I can't. I hear everything. which is not always the best thing in the world to be able to do. Listen, everybody, have yourself a great weekend. Catch up with you on Monday back here at 77 WABC.
Wow.
So that was like his first and last call of the day, right?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Hello! Hi there. So good.
You are a sassy old broad, aren't you?
Yes, sir!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Dongo!
Yeah.
Boys make me sick.
Which cheese do you prefer?
I'm going to answer that.
Hey, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
How the frig are you?
Yeah. Don and Mike show, Stinkin' Friday. You just heard the phone number a moment ago. 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Before we take phone calls or anything else, let's start with a message from Alec Baldwin, who was on The View today.
Mm-hmm.
Alec?
But I'll tell you, I see where, I was telling somebody how, and the other thing is that
it's too easy.
Okay, all right.
I think he made his case.
I'm mocking you, dork.
Yeah, I know.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What about the vagina?
What about it, Bob?
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Oh, hell yes.
Hell yeah.
This is quite literally hell on earth.
Be warned, this is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Hey, that's enough tapes. That's enough tape to start the show. Bow now. Get up. Bow now. You suck at Guitar Hero. Bow now.
Are you talking to me?
Of course I am. I'm not much better myself. Bow now.
But you practice more than me.
Bow now. Did I mention Boris Becker? Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're king of the Borises.
I just want to say hi to everybody on the show from the president of the company.
Oh, well, hi back.
That's right. We've changed presidents at CBS Radio so many times that now we're back to the guy that was the president 10 years ago, who's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, he likes us.
He liked us 10 years ago.
Likes us still?
Still does.
Good.
Still does.
Not have to put a question mark after that.
His name is Dan Mason. Want to say hi to him. He's out there listening today.
Hello, Dan.
Play some requests for him.
Oh, good.
Play some of his favorite tunage.
Play the hits. Play the hits just the way he likes them.
How's that Prince Valiant haircut working out for you, Dan?
Oh. Does he still have that?
No amount of South Beach diet is going to fix that haircut. I couldn't say that to him at lunch today.
Of course you could. This is your forum.
And the, there you go. Thank you.
This is where you're expected to say those things.
Yeah, thank you, Kiss. Actually, he did say to say hello to everybody on the show.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's nice to have a guy who's the president of the company that doesn't hate our friggin' guts. And,
well, let me be the first to say hello to Joe from Dan Mason. Did he say hi to everybody on the show?
Except Joe.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking maybe I was thinking it was this one time.
No. And also, not John.
Not John?
No.
Sorry, John.
And, not Rob either.
Oh, not Rob.
Not Rob.
Okay.
And right. How unfortunate. Oh, not Buzz.
Yeah. And not me.
Yeah, you.
I'm good.
Yeah, you.
Thank God.
Of course.
Thank God.
Thank God. This guy is he's a radio guy.
Right.
Like the last 8 or 9 presidents of CBS Radio that they've moved in and out of here.
Right. Now, Buzz is playing the game for me. He's trying to help me out, but Buzz, I don't know
that
one.
You think that was covered?
What?
I thought of another Boris. Boris Badenov.
I think we didn't we say that? Yesterday that no cartoon Boris is allowed.
That was a rule.
Is that the Boris from Boris and Natasha?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. No cartoons.
Oh, okay. I thought I had something.
Was he? I didn't know his last name though. That's something I'm educated today. Boris Badenov.
Right.
Were you cheating?
Well, Buzz will feed me sometimes.
Define cheating.
You know, when we're in a little battle together, you know how sometimes you get a little help from Rob, I get a little help from Buzz.
I don't get help from Rob when we're playing the name game.
You have two. I've seen it with my own two eyes in the past. Maybe not in this building, but at the old building.
Not during the name game, friend, mm-hmm. because he plays the name game.
He sometimes plays the name game, but he's helped both of us.
Have you ever helped me cheat in the name game? If you have to, say it. I don't care.
I don't think so.
Not Mike, the name game. I really don't think so.
All right. All right.
I mean, I confess.
Have you ever helped me play the name game?
It's been a long time.
But yes.
But yeah.
I think I've helped you both from time to time.
Have you? Is it you that's helped Don?
Yeah, whoever's in the lead, sometimes
you've helped Don before.
I'll try to turn it around.
Maybe not Rob.
Whoever's in the lead.
He's handed you signs.
How can he hand me a sign? He's in the next room.
Well, I hold it up for you, usually you've behind gotten, Mike's head.
The name game, he's loving that I'm getting upset.
I know you are.
I'm a little stressed, okay?
Why are you stressed?
You know why I'm stressed.
Oh, the game and everything. Oh, I got something to tell you about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, nothing bad.
I'm going to hold my shoulders just like this. Okay, yeah. And that's the way I'm going to sing it, incidentally, with my shoulders like this.
Yeah, what the hell? Here's the blanket comment on this. Yes, of course I've cheated at the name game. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right.
Right.
And remember, Eaton ain't cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand moment that I had today with this guy, Dan, the president of the company, is that he's very proud that, at least in my case, he started a trend. 29 years ago.
Wow.
In 1978, this guy, I needed a job. I was in Evansville, Indiana, out of work. Wanted a job at the big city at WPGC here in Washington.
Sure.
Washington, D.C., where we do the show from. The guy flew me in for an interview,
mm-hmm.
sat me down at his desk, said, "You are incredibly talented. You're the next rising star. You're the perfect person for this job." Mm-hmm. You've not held a job in radio at one station yet for 1 year continuously. I'm afraid I cannot hire you. Go and prove to me that you can work somewhere for a year, and I will hire you. I've told that story before.
You've told that. I forgot that he was the one that did that.
Yeah, and the thing that we were talking about today that was interesting was that Bob Pittman, who's another prick radio guy, not that Dan's a prick radio guy.
Former radio guy, right?
Yeah. He stole it from Dan Mason because, like, 3 months later, I got flown to New York for a talk with WNBC, and he also called me in.
Said hold a job for a year.
Played my tape and said, "You're incredible. Unfortunately, I really don't think that you can last a year because you've not been able to last a year anywhere else." And at the time, I thought, I must have a kick me sign on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, these two had chatted.
Oh, dear.
Independent.
Never good.
Not like they had been out to get me.
Right. Never good, though, that executives talk to each other. It's like parents talking.
So actually what I did today was I kind of gave I forgave Dan Mason for that.
Good for you.
Because I said that, in essence, that was a learning experience for me from him. But the other guy was just piling on.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy, because I think what had happened was these two guys were both program directors.
Mm-hmm.
They were at some convention together. My name must have come up. Dan Mason said, "Oh, yeah, that guy's good," but I had to fly him in and somebody couldn't have the job. Like Bob Pittman must have just thought it was fun.
Right.
To say, "Hey, I can do the same thing."
The latter guy, the Bob Pittman, a little mean, right?
The second guy, yes.
A little mean.
Yes. But you got flyer miles.
And he used to be my neighbor.
Didn't he go into the, like, internet? Internet.
He was
an internet honcho.
He was the brainchild of MTV.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Then he was the brainchild of AOL.
AOL, yeah.
And then he had the misfortune of having me move in on his street. Because he's the guy you might remember. I don't know, like 10 years ago, one night I couldn't get on my own street because he was having a fundraiser at his house.
And shortly thereafter, it all fell apart
with the Clintons.
It all fell apart for him after that, didn't it?
Yeah, except I think he's got like a million golden parachutes.
Oh, of course he does. Yeah, when they get to that level,
yeah,
they all do.
Ridiculously rich.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously rich. You know, and
but like, it sounds like it was a nice trip down memory lane for you.
It was. This guy, Dan, boy, I'll probably be struck dead leaving the station today for saying this. He's, as far as the Ah, no, never mind.
did you self-edit there?
No, friend. I was going to say something nice.
I know. Did you self-edit there? That's why I was saying that.
Why am I saying anything nice about this guy, for God's sakes? I almost forgot the part where we were talking about everything going on in the world today, and he said, well, you know, sometimes I think there's free speech, and then there's free speech at CBS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One can interpret that a variety of ways.
No good way.
We were just spitballing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We were just spitballing.
Mm-hmm.
Just chatting.
Right.
All right.
You know what I said? That is a great idea. God, that
I couldn't agree
idea.
More completely.
God, that's a beautiful idea.
You are absolutely correct.
Yes, Mike Buddy.
Yes?
Mike Buddy tomorrow night singing the national anthem. At your Washington Nationals game.
Starting low, everyone. That's how it's starting,
that's
okay?
Right.
Against the Mets. Now, when you started that, you almost sounded a little bit like Dennis Murphy.
Well, no. I mean, I did the first thing
Okay.
But I'm starting, That's where it started. It's going to start that low so I can hit the high note.
Will you please start again like Dennis?
Okay. Actually, he does that in the second set.
How long has it been since we've heard from Dennis Murphy?
We heard from him like 3 weeks ago about something.
That's
he called in about some little subject. I forgot what it was.
And before
it was,
that?
But it was a hit and run. You hung up on him almost as soon as he called.
Months
before, before that?
Before that, it was the game, right?
Yeah, it might have been the game.
Which was the
it was
last
the Potomac Nationals game when I was playing in the minor leagues.
A year ago.
Yeah. Now that I've made it up to the Yes, I was playing in the minor leagues.
Don't you remember that game? Mike sang the anthem, then went out and
what do you call that? It's the same thing, Rob. I'm going to the show.
That's Mike sang the anthem. He hit a grand slam home run.
Yep,
and he threw a perfect game.
And what happened this season? I got called up.
Right.
I got called up to the big leagues.
That's how it works.
Well, last night I'm on the way home, cell rings. It's our producer, Yanni. He's like, hey, you'll never guess who called me. And I'm like the worst at this game. I go, I don't know, because I think it's like someone related to maybe to a guest for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know. Kiefer Sutherland. He said, no, guess again.
Do it all over again.
Like,
this is fun.
I don't know. Howie Mandel. He said, no, one more guess.
Oh.
I said, okay, I don't know. Regis Philbin. No. Dennis Murphy just called and wanted to know if Mike would give him free tickets for the game on Saturday night.
Well, I only have the tickets for myself, Carla, and my two kids.
Right.
I know. Well, I think John...
And then you guys have tickets for yourselves.
I believe John told him that plenty of seats are available at the RFK Stadium box office.
That's
I
true.
Just thought it was that's interesting, too.
And what's nice about this, going to this game, is no festival seating.
That's true.
That's
assigned
the
seats.
Nice part. Yes, assigned seats. And I sure hope our section is packed.
I think it will be.
I think it will be, too.
Yes.
I'm really excited
and
about
And you sure
it.
You want both your daughters to go? Because Dennis could really use that ticket.
I'll have one of them stay home by themselves.
So anyway, Mike, nice. I thought you might want to take this opportunity to,
to actually pass something along to Dennis. You know what? Dennis is a good guy. I know I could make a couple of phone calls to inquire about tickets. So, you know, without question, no. Absolutely not. No.
I love it when you do that, when you run right up to it.
Yep.
Get them excited. You're really good at running up to something and then
I started that years ago.
Doing the 180.
You know, and what it is, it's all about tone. Like you say to Dennis, you'd like tickets? You know something? I haven't seen you in a really long time. That'd be a neat idea. You know what I'm going to do? No. No, you can't have any.
But like in all seriousness, Mike, should I make a call and have something left for him at will call?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the fun way.
Yeah.
That's the fun way.
Make sure you bring ID, Dennis.
I think we'll need Dennis to call in, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dennis is a little overdue, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, on a number of things for this show.
It would be nice if he brought Christmas presents to the stadium.
Christmas presents, I believe, from 2005.
Several years, really.
Six and seven.
Uh-huh. Six and seven. Five, six and seven.
3 years.
Three gifts for everybody.
Three gifts for everybody. He's in the door.
Call in, Dennis. You heard. If you call in, we'll leave tickets for you.
How about that? We all get three gifts,
that's
and Dennis
great.
Gets to go to a Nationals-Mets game.
We'll leave tickets for you, and we'll call.
Everybody wins.
I am very serious. If he comes by with three gifts for everybody,
I know you are.
Valued at a minimum of $100.
Oh, hold on. Are we changing?
That's for, no, $25 per gift.
I thought what we were going to just get him to go to the stadium and not leave the tickets for him at Will Call.
Well, we could try that game, but.
I thought that's the game we were playing.
I thought the game we were playing was trying to get Dennis to come down with gifts.
Why can't
he
we
won't. He never does that.
Why can't we play both games? Because if he comes down there and he has, what, 15 presents. If he made the trip, he's going to have to buy a ticket to get in. Otherwise, he has to take the presents home.
Oh, so you want him to bring gifts to the stadium. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Gifts to the stadium.
Because he certainly wouldn't be able to get his act together during the show today.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Just like he's going to grow his arm back.
That's right. And get his teeth fixed. It's going
to happen. Well, he's a successful entrepreneur now, so I truly hope he's able to, you know, bring gifts.
You would think he could swing the ballpark tickets, though.
Yeah, if he brings gifts to the ballpark.
Gifts.
I can find my way to go out there and say hello through the fence.
Do you think maybe one ticket at Will Call for him? That's all he needs, right?
Yeah.
He's got to call in, though.
He does.
He's got to call in so we can talk to him.
Yeah. And bring your mitt, Dennis, because a foul ball might come your way.
Please, shopping bags, so we don't have to do a lot of carrying.
Please.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, remember me?
Yeah, no.
I do.
Yeah. No? Who? Why? What?
Hey, man.
Okay. All right. Bye. Did everybody remember that guy?
It's great to remember him.
Nobody handles those better than you do.
Hello.
It's the one thing he wasn't counting on right there.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Mike, good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Giving you some congratulations. Hey, I got a Boris name for you guys. Boris Fed, the NASCAR driver. Mm.
Boris who?
Boris Fed. He's right. He's a NASCAR. Boris Sed. He's a NASCAR driver.
Was there a race last night?
All right, Bubba.
I was watching one of the high def channels. Is that just a repeat?
That's a rerun, Mark.
A rerun? Okay.
It's a rerun.
That confused me. You know, NASCAR, you can tune into NASCAR and be confused sometimes. It's not like watching a ball game.
Right.
I was watching last night? Basketball. I was watching the Magic play.
Right.
And I had no idea. Now, I'm all for, I guess, stadiums being named after corporations if it's a way to get money and, you know, somehow we get lower ticket prices, although it never really happens that way.
No.
It's a fact that you're used now to FedEx Field.
It's part of the nut. It's part of the financial nut that they got to cover.
You're used to the corporate names at stadiums, okay? Well, I was very surprised to notice that the place the Orlando Magic now play is called the Amway Arena.
Amway?
Amway.
Amway's still around?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Pyramid-shaped building. And
yeah, thank
That's
you, buddy.
Great.
Isn't it really a pyramid scheme?
No, Amway, I think is legit.
It's as legit as legit can be.
There have been things that were sort of based on it or pretended to be Amway, and they turned out to
be.
But
you mean to tell me out of all of the people that have corporate businesses in Central Florida, the best that they can do for their pro basketball team is Amway?
I think it's who comes up with the green. I think whoever's money is green enough, whoever bids the highest. I remember when I was working down in Annapolis, Maryland, doing a morning show down there, I got recruited for Amway and got recruited in a very interesting way. A guy came up to me
and
said, listen, I've got a business proposal. And said it to a couple of us.
My face in your ass.
And brought us out thinking like it was like going to be a little business meeting. We get there and there are all these chairs and like 40 people.
Kind of cultish.
And it's Amway.
Yeah. It's
more I was put off and, you know, forever after that.
No chance to win if you're playing in Amway Arena.
How would you come across Amway soap, Rob?
My grandmother used to buy Amway.
did she sell it, though?
Never did.
Really?
Enjoyed it from a lady named Betsy. Great soap.
Betsy was the Amway person. And the way Amway works is it's not that you sell their products. You start out selling their products, and then you get to sell products to other people
who are selling products,
and then they sell and they sell, and that's the whole way it works. Mm-hmm.
And so on.
And so forth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My lord, my lady.
Howdy.
Another Boris name. Boris Godunov, Die Hard, the first movie.
Enough with the Boris. I never should have brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, really. Tired and played out, old sport.
Never should have. Brought it up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what do you guys think about atheism?
I don't believe in it.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God there's atheism. That's what I say.
That's two jokes for the price of one right there.
There you go, everybody. You know what? That's one. He'll laugh like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, tomorrow.
So I called them and said what they think about atheism. One of them said, I don't believe in it. And the other one said, thank God for it.
I like to die.
Do you know about the dyslexic atheist?
Oh, dear.
Didn't believe in dog.
Shut up! Hello, Don and Mike Show. The crickets are giving you the finger.
I wondered why they were so quiet.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
It's like centipede. It's like 8,000 little insect fingers going up in the air at once.
Middle insect fingers.
Boy, speaking of, hold on a second there. I know there's got to be some animal rights nut out there to be upset, but I don't give a rat's ass. I got a wasp today in our house that was just driving me nuts. I could not catch this MF-er.
Really? What was his name?
Guy.
Biff.
Guy champion.
Guy champion.
Anyway, I'm chasing this thing all over the house. I got the rolled up magazine, and I finally get up on top of a bookshelf. I've climbed up on top of a bookshelf, and it's like I go, boom! And I smack it with my left arm, and because I'm holding onto the bookshelf with my right arm, I don't totally kill the wasp.
You stunned it.
And he's down on the floor, and he's almost dancing like Curly did.
Right.
You know when
Curly, doing the circle thing?
Curly would be on the floor.
He's like working the good legs.
So the wasp is going round and round and round and round. He's a big wasp. And I'm like, you think you're so tough, huh? Think you're going to screw with me all morning, huh? Get my cigar. I get my lighter. Uh-huh. I go, let's see what you think about this. See about you thinking me lighting your head on fire.
And you did it.
So here's the thing.
Your blowtorch is one of those cigar lighter blowtorches?
Yeah, one of those. So right away. The head gets burned clean off.
Sure.
But the rest of it's still squiggling around.
Right.
Squiggle, squiggle. And finally I'm like, burn, burn, burn. And then, oh, what a satisfying smell that was.
Did you get a pop?
I did not.
Usually sometimes if you burn
right. Didn't hear a pop.
You hear the
didn't hear a
The name is Dahmer. Donnie Dahmer.
So turned on.
You know, that's how it starts with those guys. You know, pulling the wings off of flies.
Yeah, all right.
The neighborhood pets to find them buried in the backyard. And then it's Soylent Green as people inside of about 5 years.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show. it's such an unfair fight. Just an insect. I could just.
Yeah, not really, though, because they can fly
and sting.
They can fly and sting.
That's right.
I could have just squashed him. I didn't have to burn him.
Yeah, but you had to. There was a pursuit I'm taking.
Yo, it was a 10-minute pursuit.
Okay, so you had to pursue the insect. And that's what was frustrating.
Lots of hide and seek.
So the winner goes the spoils, you know? It'll give other wasps, you know, a little reminder. Maybe they don't want to come around as often. Mm-hmm.
Teach them of their big wasp brains. Mm-hmm. It's like those big wasp heads.
They're incredibly. If wasps were our size, they'd kick our ass.
Well, that's the whole thing with Spider-Man is that the reason that he has such spider's power is that if a spider was regular size.
Right.
Right. He'd be like Shaq.
Insects would be 6 times stronger than a human if they were our size.
And isn't an ant even stronger than that?
I think, I don't know. It may vary, but I think it averages 6 with insects.
What about the cartoon Atom Ant?
I don't know. Get that ant. I'm going to go find that ant. There we go. Yeah, there's the ant. Yeah, in the notebook.
Hey, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Slowskis?
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, you and I have something in common. We are the fathers.
Hold on a second.
Hey, no.
No, we don't.
Yes, we are. We are the fathers of daughters, and I have a theory about this Alec Baldwin thing and how he got so out of control there.
Do you now?
I do, Mr. Mike.
You know, is it really, really fair to say we have something in common when it's simply being fathers of daughters?
I think you have a
lot.
Don't
you have to have something a little more in common
than
that?
That's big.
Aren't you both incredibly...
We're both baseball fans.
Hey, it's getting better.
Anyway, I was reading on TMZ.
Aren't you both talented public speakers?
Alec Baldwin.
Both human males.
He's doing a very fine job, so perhaps you're right. I'm counting 3.
Golfer.
4.
Alec Baldwin is a...
I'm going to need at least 10. That means you've got 6 to go.
Mike needs at least 6 more ways that you are in common with him before you can continue.
Able to sing the national anthem.
No, doesn't count.
Yeah.
Why?
Because anybody can sing the national anthem.
Please get out of here.
So wait, what I read on TMZ about
Hold
Alec
on,
Baldwin,
no. I am looking for
6 more.
6 more things we have in common.
No, you need 4 more.
No, 6.
You only give up
alcoholic.
Alcoholics, that's 5.
Or are you calling names?
Yeah, you know, you are too?
I am.
Okay, all right.
Five more to go.
Recovering. We're out of here.
Bye.
Terribly sorry.
So long, friend.
See you later.
Recovering. Quitter.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Just calling in to let you know that the Amway Arena in Orlando is named because the owner is the son of the founder of Amway.
Well, that's great, but it still looks cheesy as hell. I bet that team doesn't win a goddamn game until they change the name of that place.
I want to go to that stadium in Phoenix, the modern one, the really cool one.
Which one, the Cardinal Stadium?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I want to go to.
With the retractable roof, and it's got the
it's like, it looks like a tin can around the outside of it.
And they slide the field in underneath.
It's like a little platform that they slide, and it takes a whole seven hours or something like that. Wow.
Cool as balls.
Yeah, very, very cool as balls.
Amway Arena. Whole place probably smells like dirty diaper. You know what I mean? I just got that
Does Amway sell diapers?
Oh, no, they sell they sell everything.
Cleaning products, mostly. I would think.
I'm never aware of Amway. I never get, like, they don't, well, they do it, like, direct mail, or do they do it word of mouth?
No, it's like Jehovah's Witnesses. It's like they just show up at your door.
Yeah, better not show up at my door.
Hey, we had some
Unless
show.
They want to sell Amway ammo.
We had some show up at our house last weekend. It's a good thing Sweet Janet lives there now, because as soon as they came up the driveway, I said, who the hell are these guys? Parking a nice car, like a late model Lexus. Bottom of our driveway, two guys get out, look like an insurance salesman, wearing suits. She said, right away, Jehovah's Witnesses. I said, I'll handle this. And she said, no, please, please let me.
So she handled it?
She went out. She got rid of them. She
Were they Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes, they were. And it was with everything that's going on at Virginia Tech. Did we want to?
That's their angle?
Yeah, right.
Were they selling magazines?
They were not selling
magazines. Did they leave her with a pamphlet?
They left her with a bloody eye.
A bloody sock in the eye.
A bloody eye, Mike.
A bloody eye.
Hi, Joe.
Speaking of Amway salesman.
Look who's here. If you need any Amway products, Tom Gavin is our representative.
Joe.
Really?
Does Tom really sell Amway?
That shows you what depths they'll go to promote their message.
There you go. I believe that my my statement about the Orlando Magic.
He's the face of Amway.
Has just been cemented.
Amway. Oh, we've included Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy in the opening segment.
And yet Super Dave is just out there hanging by himself.
I know, just doing his own thing.
Not fair.
Hello, man. Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, I heard the new Trojan radio commercial yesterday. Did you hear the guy's name? His name is Scrotus. He's a character in the commercial.
That's true, yeah.
And that was on our air?
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't do it, I'm sure.
No.
Remember, free speech? CBS for speech. Just a theory.
Uh-huh. I love it when you meet with the man.
He's just spitballing. It sounds like a good idea. Where do I sign up?
I'm just spitballing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hey, I got news for you. Amway owns the Orlando Magic, my friend.
Hey, I got news for you. I could give a rat's ass, my friend. Either way, that's a team going nowhere fast, my friend. They might as well be sponsored by that AIDS candy, that old AYDS from the 70s.
Right. And John McCain, I wish he would stop saying my friends. He is a huge abuser of my friends. Friends, my friends, friends. In fact, all politicians ought to ban it from their vernacular. They should not say my friends.
My friends, Jim Nance.
I really think they should replace it with you people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
And I just think they should replace it with those people.
Those people.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I did that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. In light of Mike singing the national anthem on Saturday, can you please bring back the Don and Mike anthem?
What is that?
I was going to do a few bars.
I like driving home with Don and Mike.
No effing way. No effing way. No. No, this is not a debate. Goodbye. No. What, you vote yes?
I do. It's on the album.
We don't still have that, do we? Do we still have Rob had it in his hand. You know, the things that he looks for 20 minutes, but he had that ready to go. That, I didn't know that we called that our anthem. Is that what we called it, our anthem?
We did at the time, yes. We did call it our anthem.
Okay. Request-o-matic.
Oh, no, that's not it. This is good, too.
Ah, the Elvis Cup.
8 years ago, Elvis did a concert, you know. It was in the Coliseum, the Charlotte Super Duel.
Come on, drink from the Elvis cup.
Just before the
cause it will start. Elvis drank water in a cup. Then he gave the cup to a boy, so he kept the cup with joy. Since he kept the cup with joy, now he must remember the king with a song. Tell everyone you love this man, that the cup is for everyone. Come see the Elvis cup, and ask Elvis what's up.
God.
John Gambling, WABC.
I want no part of this. I seriously want to divorce myself from this part of the show.
Tony years.
God, please.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
The people love it.
Makes me want to pull a Robert Young. Really?
Don's going to the garage.
Where's the hose, honey?
Thought that I should make that very clear.
Okay.
It's a party without the beer.
There we go. Everybody.
I like driving home with Don and Mike. They simply make my day.
You don't even know all the words.
No.
No one does. The guy singing doesn't know.
Simply make my day more bright.
I don't know.
Well, that was fun.
Thing about them, they are both so tight. I like driving home with Don and Mike.
Hey, more bright.
The hey, more bright.
And no matter if my wife's at home.
Home. Might not rhyme.
Yuck.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with the show.
What? That's where his language gets in the way.
Even if my wife's at home, I ain't going back till I finish the show.
Is that the same guy that does Elvis Cup?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Oh.
It's a different guy?
He'll tell you that he loves you much, and thank you very much. Come see the Elvis Cup.
To pick the subject matter, here he is.
Oops, sorry.
Finish with our show. And Robbie
Okay, enough of that.
The Elvis Cup is by Ren Elvis, the Filipino Elvis.
Okay.
And the Russian guy did the national anthem.
Russian. Right. Kind of a similar accent in a weird way.
I bet they would really make a beautiful child.
Come see the Elvis Cup.
And ask Elvis what's up.
What's up?
I hate the anthem.
You do?
I hate the anthem with a passion.
Have you always hated it, or did you develop a hatred for it?
I developed a hatred for it.
Let me put it away.
Ah.
While other people...
Oh, he's got it like he's going to do something.
Is it the only copy we have?
No, we have it backed up.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Or do we?
I hope so.
You just shattered it.
I hope we do.
You just shattered it.
The strength of 10 men.
Wow.
Only known copy.
You've got shards of CD on you.
Here's your anthem right here. Listen to this.
There it is in pieces.
There's your freaking anthem.
Well, at least we got to hear it before it was killed.
Ow, I cut myself.
Ow, don't hurt me.
Ow, I cut myself.
Joe Besser.
Ow, don't hurt me.
Karma.
Ow.
I like driving home.
Karma, if that's the case, on the way home tonight, a busload of naked women should fall into the back of my car if it's karma, because I should be rewarded from the world. From getting rid of that.
You'd have to call Industrial Light and Magic to make that happen.
It would have to be like in Animal House, when the naked chick comes through the little boy's window and he's holding Playboy and he goes, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That's exactly what should happen to me. That's
right. Like driving home with Todd and Mom.
Pause.
Oh, pause, yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.